Hi. Can we just talk for a minute? Do you mind if I sit on this couch next to you? Please. I mean, I know you don't trust me now, but oh my God. I knew this would happen. Please. I want to apologize to you for what happened last night. I wasn't myself. I was drunk and horny, and you want me to sit? Are you sure? Oh, thanks. I just don't even know where to start. I just keep thinking about what happened and what I did, and I can't believe this monster just lives inside of me. That's exactly what I am. A monster. What else would you call someone like me? Someone who comes home all sloppy drunk at night and then pushes herself on her roommate, just rapes him? Especially someone so innocent and sweet like you. I knew you wouldn't be able to stop me. I knew you'd be too shy to actually let me do those things I did without forcing you. I knew you wouldn't want it, and I still did it. I was so selfish because I always wanted to fuck you, and I ignored your protests. I can't even call myself human anymore. Oh, God. What? No. No, please. I know you're such a sweet guy and that you'd even be down to forgive me now, but look, I just don't deserve it. What I did, it's just unforgivable. You forgive me anyways? But why? What? You want to watch a movie together and forget about yesterday? I mean, I'm down, but and you want to go out with me next weekend? Does that mean you want to go on a date with me? I don't understand. Yes, of course, I'd love to. Look, I'm so sorry. I didn't expect any of this at all. I thought you'd be scared of me or that maybe you'd hate me after. My bad. I'm sorry. I won't bring this up anymore. Wow, I really don't know what to say, except thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, I feel a lot better now. You're the best roommate in the whole world. You know that? Sure, let's go watch some movies now.